I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news.
Host Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason
and elevates the conversation on issues crucial to our community.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, it's the age-old problem. Congress spends more than it takes in. Voters complain and nothing happens. We just continue on. Something has to happen. And something did happen, actually, last week that might make lawmakers finally take a good, hard look in the mirror. And not the kind of look in the mirror where, when I was the chief of staff, we would always say that members of the House of Representatives get up in the morning and look in the mirror and they don't see a member of Congress. They actually see a senator staring back because they're so good. Senators get up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they actually don't see a senator. They see a president looking back because they're so good. And a chief of staff gets up in the morning and looks in the mirror, and I could see my wife, Debbie, screaming in the background that I am still not home and still working. But Kevin Kosar is a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, and he's actually talking about something that is an actual look in the mirror for Congress and an opportunity for the American people to see what are we spending, why and how, and what are the results. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Boyd.
So let's dig into this. This was kind of a quiet thing last week, this resolution passed. Tell us what the resolution is and what it would do.
Yeah, this is one of those instances where, you know, Congress does something very quietly and hardly anyone notices. But it's my job to notice, and I saw what they did, which is the House of Representatives passed a resolution, sent it over to the Senate, and the resolution says that every year Congress needs to get from the Treasury Department and from the Government Accountability Office an honest state of accounting of the nation's finances, and it has to have a joint House-Senate hearing broadcast where this is going to be aired.
I love that.
That's what the resolution basically says, yeah.
So this would be like a real dollars and cents accounting of here's the revenue that came in, here's the revenue that went out, and to actually do that in front of the American people, I think that might actually change some behavior.
It creates a moment of focus. I mean, there's always people running their mouths in D.C. about the budget, whether it's about taxes or spending or what have you. Usually it's because they have an agenda. Usually they're trying to, you know, get reelected, raise money, or, you know, for some other purpose. It tends not to be a serious conversation. This forces a serious conversation, and it provides media with an opportunity to be useful to the American public by covering this event and by asking hard questions and subsequently holding members of Congress's feet to the fire.
Yeah, I love that. And Kevin, I love the fact that you've said it creates this moment of focus. I'm one of those who have preached for years that focus always precedes success in anything, whether that's a personal endeavor, whether that's a business endeavor, definitely in a political endeavor, focus always precedes success. And so talk through the importance of this congressional committee passing this through, and then what is the focus? What's the look ahead?
Yeah, so, you know, this resolution came from something called the Select Committee on the Modernization of Congress. It's a committee that's been beavering away. It's utterly bipartisan. Even the leadership, they share the chair. They've been beavering away the last couple of years and coming out with these recommendations. And this is one of those recommendations that a couple members of Congress took and decided to run with it. They drafted it up into legislation and they fought for it in the House and they got it passed. So now it moves to the Senate, and there we hope, you know, the Senate will also take action and do this. It just seems so important to me because this is an opportunity to force members of Congress from both chambers to look at the fact that we got close to $30 trillion in debt with no real plans for how we're ever going to pay that down. Instead, we're planning to spend even more money, passing that on to our children and grandchildren, and get them to have a conversation based upon shared facts.
Yeah,
which would be something new.
This is radical stuff that you're talking about, that we have some shared facts in the building to get that all moving forward. And first, real quickly, what is the prospect in the Senate? Have we seen any rumblings, grumblings, or shenanigans happening on the Senate side yet?
So far, it seems the Senate has stayed mum. Of course, they only got this lobbed over to them in the last week, and they've been plenty busy with other high salient stuff. It's kind of a wait and see moment. But you can be sure if they don't act, I and hopefully others will write op-eds and call them out and ask them to act.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate your observation on this one. This is one I had not seen come through, and this is for everyone keeping score at home, as Kevin pointed out, $30 trillion is the number we're knocking on the door of. That is a big chunk of money. And if we're ever going to solve anything, it's sort of like that red dot on the map at the mall that says you are here. It is impossible for us to chart a course to where we need to go financially as a country if we do not know where we are. And this resolution seems to be the first step in creating that focus and helping us understand where are we, what's coming in, what's going out. To me, that's step one in terms of this conversation. Kevin, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate your insight as always.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's Kevin Kosar, senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute. And this is an important one. This one totally flew under the radar. I did not see this over the weekend. That this had been passed on the House side, and now it goes over to the Senate. Hopefully the Senate will take this up and move it through quickly. And again, what this resolution is calling for is just some transparency and accountability. It would require the budget committees in Congress every year to convene to consider the fiscal state of the union. Both the Secretary of the Treasury and the Comptroller General, so the Government Accountability Office, would have to present a cold, hard look at the revenue that came in, the spending that went out, and all the rest. I think that is step one of all step ones. If we want to change the conversation, it's not just going to be rhetoric coming from the right or from the left in terms of we should spend less, we should spend more, who's reckless, who's not. It's usually whichever party is in power is reckless in the spending, and the others are trying to be responsible and reasonable. This is the way to take all of that out of the game. Imagine that, a fiscal state of the union. We always talk about the state of the union, the president. There's lots of pomp and circumstance around that. There's a lot of speechifying and a lot of applause lines in a state of the union. I would love to see a fiscal State of the Union every year, to have budget committees in both houses come together to get a report from the Secretary of the Treasury and the Department, the Government Accountability Office. What did we bring in? What did we spend? Does it add up? If not, why not? And what are the results? Kevin got it absolutely right. Focus always precedes success. This resolution could be the beginning of creating that focus and helping us as citizens once and for all to understand where are we in our spending and why and what are we going to do to change that direction. We're going to step aside for one last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gary Harder about our veterans coming up on Veterans Day tomorrow. Stay with us on KSL News Radio. We'll be right back with more Inside Sources.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.